with my boys with an infection that I've had, so I'm going to try to keep that going tonight. God bless you for being here. Thank you for spending your time with us this evening. Fellas here have worked so hard over last night and again this morning and then put up with me again this afternoon. Been trying to learn how to lead songs better, and the lady showed up this afternoon and worked on new songs and singing together and starting together and staying together. And so we're going to try to put that into practice tonight. And I would ask that we remember the things that we've been over. Our sole purpose is to please our God in worship. So look up, be ready to sing, think about the words we're singing, and lift your voice in praise to God. This song service tonight really has a theme, but I would say it's more of a thought process. And we're going to sing about the love and the power of God Almighty, the things that He has produced and shown to us in His love. And we're going to sing about our duty then to Him as a result of that. And then we're going to end the song service singing about His unfailing promises to us, which is why we want to worship Him, our Creator. Will you begin with me, please, in your large red hymn book? We'll be switching back and forth these books some, but we're going to begin here in number 35. Number 35, O Worship the King.
We worship and
We're going to sing only the first and last stanzas of this hymn. And when we sing the last stanza and reach the chorus, I'll ask you to follow me as I'm going to slow down the tempo pretty significantly, and we're going to sing it a lot more forced than the power the second time we sing the chorus. How great thou art.
There is none like him.
249. Number 249. Seek ye first. Would ask that those of you singing the descant begin that on the second verse, please.
I sing the wisdom that ordained the
109. Hallelujah. And the discant is written out so you can actually see. Hallelujah. When we sing, when we repeat the first verse as verse number 5, I'm going to ask everyone to sing it softly, except those of you singing the discant. And I want you to really sing it in the fifth verse. Hallelujah.
Oh, what is love? Us love.
to move on in this song service. I'm not even going to get close to finishing. And I know some of you would like to go home tonight. We're going to go back to the other hymn book, please, for a moment. And we're going to sing a little bit about our duty to God. The things that we need to do. And the first of those songs, to these songs, is one that I hope will make you think. Number 633. Number 633. How long has it been?
When I need his truth to help me see.
the other book, and I think we're going to stay there for a couple of minutes. Sorry to keep shoving it here, but it has to do with the theme I'm trying to go through in the song service, and not everything's in one book. Number 701. Number 701. This may not be a song that you sing often. If you don't mind, we may run a couple minutes over here, but not much. And I'd like to tell you, if I haven't previously, a little bit of the story of this song. And some of you, I think, will appreciate it even more if you know a little bit of the story behind it. A number of years ago in Friar Road, I was blessed to be there and received a call. I was attending Bel Air at the time. I received a call from Brother James Yates, who was an elder there, and Brother Harold Fite, and from a gentleman whose books you have probably read and thoughts you have probably heard. I hope that you've been blessed to hear them. Tremendous human being, Brother Roy Cobb. That name doesn't ring a bell with you, it should. And they asked me if I'd come to Friar Road and direct the singing for them as they started a new congregation there. And I got there, and there were about 25 people there. And we were meeting in a church in a school building. You could have put the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in there, and it would sound like they were singing in a tin can. It was just horrible. We didn't have any parts. We didn't have anything. I came from a congregation of about 300 people. But we grew and we learned together, and we learned how to sing, and we became a singing congregation. Along the way, Brother Cogle got very ill. And when it became evident that his time was short on this earth, and he was about to enter that long term that never ends in heaven, what he worked for, we held a get together, and we had some preachers come from all over the country. People flew in from Washington, from different states. And it was just sort of a tribute to Roy and all the souls that he had saved. There were times when he'd go up to East Texas, sort of around Lubbock, and people didn't have TVs and Game Boys and all that stuff then, and they went to gospel meetings. And I led singing in a little church up there in Lubbock, where they had opened up all the windows and had the fans blowing on the inside, and they had debate between. They brought in the top Baptist preacher from the country and had him debate Roy Cobb. He converted 400 people that weekend. I'm talking about a powerful man. And a man that had a big booming voice. He was the first attorney that the Frito Lay Corporation ever had. He was commissioned to practice before the Supreme Court of the United States. And he gave all that up. Want to know why? To preach the gospel and save souls. That's why. So he meant a lot to me. I sat in the hospital with him, and he was sick. And he'd grab hold of me with that big old bear claw and just tell me stories, and we'd laugh together and we'd cry together. But when we held this tribute, and then when we had his funeral services exactly 2 weeks later, we found that this was a song, Walk Beside Me, that his mother had sung to him as she was having to raise him as a single mother and try to keep him faithful to the Lord. Probably little did she know at that time how faithful he would really be. But as you read and sing the words to this song, I think if you know a little bit of that background, we searched all over the United States and finally somebody came up with the words and the music to this song, and RJ sort of rearranged it a little bit and was singing. And I hope that it will help you as you sing it to understand. And then a few years later, Brother James Yates died. Like a father to me, one of the finest elders I've ever known. And he left the request that I sing this song just by myself at his funeral. I almost didn't make it through. But sometimes those memories come back to me as I sing this song, so please bear with me. walk beside me.
I'm redeemed.
675 PCs, please. And pardon me for having sung the third verse twice. What happens when you get old, try to do something from memory. Something from memory doesn't work. Number 675. We're going to sing just about three more songs. Got up one time before I wrote in our singing. We've been singing for 2 hours, four of us leading. And I was the last one to lead. During the second session, when I took the podium, I sang about five songs. And we've been there for 2 hours just singing. And I said, I have about 14 more picked out. You can just see basically. The blessed life. Gonna sing one more and then a closing song.
number 29. I'm going to ask if you would stand for these last two songs, if it's convenient for you. Number 29. And after we sing this song, we're going to go back to the other book and sing our closing song, because I think that the song is appropriate for us to close with. Another old song that hasn't been in our book in a long time. You've got to love it. Hilltops of Glory, verses 1 and 3, please.
Oh, me out of soul. Onward, rejoicing, my dreadlocks sway.
Seminole the other night.